everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Murder Mystery Shack. I'm sitting here on a very gloomy Saturday morning recording this episode, and it really sets the tone for this creepy-ass story that I'm about to tell you guys. I remember hearing this story on another podcast briefly. Well, I was probably like doing my Saturday morning cleaning, probably scrubbing the fucking toilet. And I heard the story and it was so fucking creepy that I just changed it and just started bumping some Rihanna instead. But of course, like over some time, it's the small bit that I did here just kind of stuck with me. And I was just like, well, why not cover it? Why not actually go in and find out what the hell I didn't hear on the rest of the podcast? So for this episode, I'll be covering the legend of the black-eyed children. Of course, a lot of people think this might be actually some creepypasta bullshit, but creepy nonetheless. So picture this. You just warmed up your food, sat on the couch, and just found the perfect TV show to eat your supper with, when all of a sudden someone knocks at your door. Weird, you think? You weren't expecting anybody. You get up reluctantly and peek through the door's peephole, only to see a young set of kids staring deep into the door, as if they could see you right through it. Weird, you think? When all of a sudden, the children's faces are up looking at you. Well, okay, so are you going to leave the door open or leave these kids outside in the cold? Even though you can tell something's way off. You open the door just a smidge, thinking, well, hey, they're only kids. One of them says, can we come in? It's so cold outside. Can we come in? Repeating it over and over, not even giving you a chance to even say hello. He keeps repeating, can we come in, please? I'm cold. You manage to ask, where are your parents? Are you lost? The other child now chimes in, I'm hungry. Can we come in, please? Can we come in? The boy shifts his face up, and now you can finally see his face clearly. You notice something weird. Their pale skin and their pupils. No. The fact that they had no whites in their eyes. Pure black eyes. At this point, you've heard seeing too much, and you slam the door saying, not today, Satan, and lock it, running back to your couch. Not really sure what happened, but before you can explain it away, you hear something. Something in the window next to you. You hear someone say, let me in. I'm cold. Please. It's switching back and forth, a kid's voice, and something a little bit more sinister. At this point, you're probably like, nope, and run to your room, probably crawling on all fours like the Mormons are trying to talk to you about the Jesus, and you're trying to not get caught through the windows. You probably start scrolling through your TikTok, trying to distract yourself after you reach your room, and after a while, everything seems normal, and you get up, and are about to leave your room when you stop dead in your tracks. You see a shadow from your front door. And a second later, a menacing loud thunk, as someone definitely not a child's knocks on your door. Paired with a little creepy, let me in. You jump in bed and start praying. At this point, you start slowly dozing off until you fall asleep. You wake up and it's the morning. You get up and go to the living room thinking, whoa, that was a crazy-ass dream last night. Only to find your dinner sitting there in front of the TV. Huh. Weird. I guess I didn't finish my dinner last night. Whatever, you trash the food and pour yourself some cereal and pull up on the couch, turn on that favorite TV show of yours, and look outside. Oh, it's snowing! You admire the snowfall through the window a while before returning to your show, completely unaware of the small little handprint on the window that starts to show up. Went into storyteller mode there. I even scared myself. I really had to be like, this isn't real. I made sure to even lock all my doors before starting this podcast, because when I was writing the little points to me to talk about, I got the chills and I was even at work, so I was just like, if I'm getting scared while I'm at work, I'm surely gonna get scared while I'm home alone. You know what, I gotta make sure all the windows, all the doors are locked. So there's something about kids being creepy that's extra terrifying to me, considering that they're painted out to always be, like, giggly, innocent, you know. So what is the point behind these paranormal kids? So they usually come out in pairs, aged around 6 and 16. They have pale skin and beady black eyes. And their clothes may be outdated, but other than that, they're completely normal. They are seen hitchhiking, panhandling, or at doorsteps of residential homes. So they might come up to you while you're pumping gas or while you're stopped at a red light. Some theories believe that these creatures are actually aliens trying to get back to their homes. But I'm sorry, if an alien can shapeshift into a fucking human being and whatnot, can it not shapeshift into someone that owns a fucking plane or a Lamborghini? Like, why the fuck are you trying to get into Karen's beat up old Honda Civic? I don't understand. Stories of these black-eyed children actually date back to the 1980s, but most sources say that they probably originated around 1996 in a post written by a Texas reporter, Brian Bethel. Now, Brian Bethel would write and describe about two encounters he personally had with these children. One of the encounters went like this. In a snowy town within the middle of nowhere of Vermont, an elderly couple heard the sound of three loud knocks on their door. They opened the door and saw two children, a boy and a girl. "Parents will be here soon. May we come in?" The children did not make eye contact and just stood there in the doorway. The elderly couple were hesitant, but after a while, they let the boy and the girl in. The kids settled on the couch while the wife made some hot cocoa and the husband asked them questions that went unanswered. The wife returned and noticed that her cat was scared and angry with the children. "May we please use the restroom?" The wife looked at the kids and she finally saw them. The children's eyes were as black as the starless universe. She directed them to the bathroom and returned to her husband, who was covering his face with his hand. "Did you see his eyes?" The husband then showed her his hand, full of blood from a nosebleed. The power suddenly went out and the house turned as black as the kids' eyes. The wife headed to the restroom and was confronted by the voices at the end of the hall uttering, "Our parents are here." The kids then exited the house, leaving the door wide open. The wife then noticed that there were two men at the end of the driveway. The men were very tall and slender. The wife waved but did not receive the same friendly gesture. The two men and children then drove away together in one car. Obviously, sounds it's very creepy pasta, I'm not gonna lie to you. But stories of this supposed children have been even heard across the pond in the UK, with their newspapers covering the sightings of these black-eyed children. Many people say they see these children while driving outside or outside their windows or even during their paralysis episodes. Now that one's fucking creepy as fuck. Because when you have these paralysis episodes, basically when you're awake but you can't move in the middle of the night, a lot of these people reported seeing these children in their room in the corner, and that's their paralysis demon. Even ghost hunters have done some investigation and say, of course, that they're demons, which no shit, but of course they're ghost hunters. And how many fucking seasons do they have and they have no proof of these ghosts? I don't trust them. And then, so, you know, never, it's like a really fucked up version of when you give a mouse a cookie, like, you know, those children shows. Don't give these ghost children hot cocoa. Don't let them inside your house or your car, you know. But, you know, my hands are rated E for anybody. Anybody can catch these hands, even these creepy-ass children, you know. Hope you guys enjoyed this story and aren't too creeped out. You know, just double-check your backseat before you get in every so often. Lock your windows, hide your kids, and hide your wife. And just remember that apparently they can't come in without your permission, like some weird vampire shit. So, just be like, nope. I don't see, I don't hear nothing. Just crank up some Rihanna in the background and you'll be fine. The Lord Rihanna will save you. Save us all. She'll save us all. So I hope you guys enjoyed the story and it's not too creepy. I don't think it's too creepy, but I did get scared. So I promised some holiday themed stories and those will be coming up in the month of December. I think I might start them next week. I just have a couple stories lined up for this month and I didn't realize that I should probably start the holiday stories in November because Christmas is the best holiday of the fucking year, you know? So we should be able to hear more holiday stuff even earlier after Thanksgiving. So, oh, also happy Thanksgiving because I think, holy shit, yeah, happy Thanksgiving, guys. I think you guys, by the time you guys hear this, it'll be Thanksgiving week. So, happy Thanksgiving. I'll see you guys next time. Stay groovy, y'all.